Hey, welcome back to Coffee with Composers. I'm Joe Chris, and today we're going to be talking about an important concept called the MVP. You may have noticed that this podcast doesn't have any intro music or music at all, actually. But at the same time, I run a second business where I create these assets for brands and content creators and stress how important it is for them to be using it. How does that make sense? As a creator, I'm a strong believer in rapid prototype and leading with an MVP, or minimal viable product. An MVP is the easiest to accomplish version of your idea that gets the job done and allows you to start learning about your audience and just start doing. In that end, this sort of unpolished and low production value version of this podcast is my MVP. And honestly, just having it out there has already opened so many doors and made so many connections for me, even without fully produced intro music or proper advertising in place. So don't let perfect be the enemy of good. In the book Art and Fear by David Bales, the author tells a story of an experiment a pottery teacher ran. In this experiment, the teacher divided the class up into two groups. The first portion be graded on the quality of the work they do, and the second be graded on the quantity. The group producing, whose goal was quantity, would be graded on the weight of their total number of pots. But the group graded on quality would be allowed to make just one pot, the perfect pot. The quality group spent their semester studying everything they could and theorizing what makes the perfect pot. Eventually, they produced the one pot necessary for the class to the best of their ability. The quantity group just got to work and started making theirs. Over time, they were learning through experience, and their pots improved in quality as they made mistakes and learned what caused them. At the end of the semester, they ended up making higher quality pots than the quality group. This little story demonstrates the importance of just getting into the weeds and working. Quality comes from quantity. You can read every book on a topic, listen to every mentor, and learn as much as you possibly can, but until you're actually doing the work, you can't actually apply these ideas and learn for yourself. So start writing and revise later. If you don't know where to begin, just start. Don't wait for the perfect understanding of what you do to start letting you do what you want to do. You will learn far more by doing than you will by reading. And this applies to all forms of art. Don't theorize how to make a post that will go viral. Make the post and figure out why it didn't. Continually learn from your experiments. An artist discovers themselves through the process of creating art. This is the unique responsibility we have as artists. So, in short, we must always strive to fuck around and find out. Thank you for listening to Coffee with Composers. My name is Joe Chris, and until we get a real sponsor, if you're listening and you want a sponsor, shoot me an email. But until we get other sponsors lined up, this broadcast is brought to you by Electric Raindrop Audio, my sonic branding and post-production agency. If you're a brand or content creator and you're looking to connect with your audience more directly through the power of sound, let me know. Reach out to us. We help brands and content creators design their audio identity, implement sound strategies, and use sound intentionally to grow their business. If you're interested, we have a free getting started ebook on our website, electricraindrop.com, that teaches you all the ways you can get started with sonic branding today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week with our next composer interview.